Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is a mindset and manifestation coach. She is a speaker, an author, an educator, a therapist, and a life coach with more than 17 years of experience. She is the wife of Pastor Timothy Conaway and has three beautiful children, Caitlin, Caleb, and Kylie Faith. Join me and welcoming our special guest for today, Dalila Conaway. Welcome, Dalila.
How you doing today?
Dalila, it's so great to have you here today. I've known you for years, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your empowering message about manifestation using biblical principles. I'm really excited about that. And you wrote a book called Manifest. And before we jump into that, I really want to know, who was Dalila Conaway before the book Manifest?
Wow, that's an excellent question. You know, she was a believer, but struggled with her faith, struggled with believing for manifestation, struggled with asking big, right? I was sort of that person who was like, okay, I love the Lord. He saved my life. And that's good enough. You know, that's basic. I felt basically that was all that God was interested in doing, is redeeming my soul, until searching the scriptures and finding out that not only did he want my soul ready and fit for redemption and salvation, but also he wanted me living the abundant life. And so that is the inspiration. That's who I was before writing the book. And approaching writing the book was, that came out of the revelation that God wanted more than just to save me. But on earth, he wanted me to live abundantly and act big and think big. And so I wanted to write the book to really help people who struggle like I did, to, you know, just thinking, oh, you know, I'm saved. That's good enough. And it is good enough. And it is powerful. But I realized to do things in the earth realm, to really help people, to really serve and sow, that I needed resources to do so. And so that's how the book came about.
I think a lot of people forget that Jesus says he wants us to live life more abundantly, that they consider, you know, I should be humble and I should be this little person. But God wants us to be great, to do great things within his kingdom.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think my perception before the revelation about tangible things was, okay, he wants me to have abundance of peace, abundance of joy. And he does absolutely want you to have those things. But he also wants you to know that he's a good, good father. And even the things that you want, that you desire, that are really, really, actually, I end up finding out that it wasn't just about money or houses or cars, but I really end up finding out that it was about purpose. Mm. And if I had resources, then I could help. Then I could serve. Then I could sow into people's lives. Then I could really sow into the kingdom. And so, yeah, that's where that comes from.
I love how you're saying that you realize you could really sow into the kingdom. You can really put your full self in there once you start to realize what God truly wanted for your life. And all of it connects together to help you fulfill the purpose that he has for your life. I love that. So one of the things that you kept mentioning multiple times is the revelation. Let's talk about this revelation. What revelation did you have?
Yeah, so look, I have struggled like I have been without, I have not had things. I have not had the ability to get things or to sow into the kingdom like we just talked about. And it's as if one day or over maybe a series of weeks or months that I felt God tugging on my heart and saying, Dalila, you know, think about this scripture. You have not because you ask not. You know, the only reason that you're struggling, the only reason that you're not manifesting things is because you haven't asked me. And I'm not the God who would allow you to get degrees and help other people. I'm not the God that wouldn't help you do that and then not help you prosper and then not help you be able to go full out in your purpose by having resources or open the doors, opportunities. And so I saw myself literally ask this girl, ask this child, who it really boiled out to being needing to be healed of trauma relating to money. Because my mom struggled, and my mom, we had times where we didn't have. And so I felt disappointed a lot of times. And because I was disappointed, when I thought as a girl, you know, God loved me and he took care of me, you know, I felt disappointed by circumstances that surrounded struggle and things like that. And so that I wouldn't be disappointed, I didn't ask. Mm. I didn't ask because I had lived perpetual disappointment. And there was trauma in my life, in my mind, in my heart around perpetual disappointment. So to cope, I just said, I won't ask for stuff. I won't ask for God to open doors. I won't ask for him to make ways. You know, I won't, you know, whatever he does just to help me skate by is good enough, because I won't have to be disappointed about what I didn't get that I didn't ask for. Mm. And so there was a time in my life that God really, really healed me from that disappointment. And it was through asking big and bold and brave and seeing him as a big God, not a limited or finite God, but seeing him as the God of the universe, seeing him that way, seeing myself as his daughter, allowed me to be able to ask him bigger, ask for bigger things, and see them manifest in my life.
Mm, and I think a lot of people have that thought process of, you know, God, like as if God is not that big, like he doesn't know or understand us as humans. But that's the reason he sent Jesus. So Jesus fully experienced what it was to be human. He saw, you know, the disappointment of people to see how their faith went up and down and how they did not trust. And so I think a lot of people forget that the things that we go through can cause trauma, and we do need to heal from those traumas to move forward in what God has for us. Now, talking about that, moving forward, talking about, you know, having that faith to say, you know what, God, you are big. Let's talk about this book, Manifest, Walking in Faith and Favor. Walking in Faith and Favor. Tell us a little bit more about your book.
Yes, well, you know what? I just believe manifestation is just the process through which we access things that are already done for us. You know, the scripture talks about treasure being laid up for us, opportunities being laid up for us already. But through our faith, we access it. And so manifestation to me is just the process through which we access what God has already done for us, right? Mm. The things he already wants to get to us. And so in the book, Manifest Walking in Faith and Favor, I give readers some ways to access. I give them some tools. I bring up scripture that allows them to think bigger, come out of their comfort zone of just enough. I share with them how to create vision boards and things that really, really encourage and inspire purposeful, godly vision in their lives. And then I share some personal testimonies, the revelation that we just talked about, that I had, the aha moment that I had. I share that as well as personal testimonies of things that God did in my life. When I prayed specific prayers, when I prayed according to his word, he manifested healing for my son who struggled with asthma, I don't know how many years. You know, tangible things, homes, cars, you know, money, things like that. But the intangibles as well, a lot of times we have to stand in faith for those types of things, healing and all that. So I give readers specific scripture that they can pray, that they can declare over their body if they're experiencing sickness, over their mind if they're experiencing depression, and things like that. So those, I believe, the word of God and prayer and staying in faith pulls things out of the spirit realm for that person, brings them into the natural and tangible realm. And I really believe that's how things manifest in people's lives. So in the book, I show them how to do it.
I like the fact that you said it's a process, because I think about people who say, well, Lord, I prayed about this and you didn't hear my prayer. What would you say to them?
Like you said, that it is a process. Some things will take time, you know, but that goes back to what I said about the revelation of how big God is, right? You know, I think the scripture even says 1,000 days for us is one day for him, right? So sometimes it takes time, but to really, and two, with the process, here's what I learned about manifestation over the years. Sometimes it's about the process. Sometimes it's not about the end result. For certain things that I've wanted, you know, or felt like, okay, God, I want you to manifest healing. I want you to manifest deliverance in this area. I need a new car, whatever it is. You know, the process, me getting in my word concerning that, me doing the research, me staying in faith, even when I get no's, and just waiting on that yes, I become a different person in the process of that, from asking to actual manifestation. So sometimes it's about that. It's about the growth. It's about the development. It's about the spiritual maturity that gets to take place when you are waiting a promise, when you are waiting manifestation.
I like what you said, as far as sometimes we're so focused on what's happening. We're so focused on the process, but in the process, we are being changed. In the process, God is doing something in us, and that eventually will lead to us being able to fully embrace what he has for us.
Absolutely, because I know some blessings we got to be ready for. Sometimes we're praying for platforms and we're praying for opportunities. And, you know, I've had clients, they want to meet celebrities, you know, all types of amazing things. You know, they want to be the top person in their business or the top person in their company. Well, you got to be ready for that limelight. If you say you did become the top person in the company, well, there's an integrity. There's a grace that you got to possess if you want to stay there. And so in the process of waiting, getting in your word, staying in faith, getting closer to God before it happens is the best thing for us the most of the time.
One of the things that I think is so great, of course, we are Christian focused. A lot of times people say, well, if I just speak it, you know, I don't have to have God for that. Tell us, what is the difference with God being a part of it?
Wow. So God is our companion through the process, through the ups and downs. We know we have the comforter, the paraclete with us, right? Where somebody else, they just say they speak it, they forgot about it. You know, they don't have that help, that grace that we have to endure, to become a different person, to build character and integrity in the process. I don't think you get that just by doing it on your own. I think that comes through doing it with God and with his help and with his strength.
Yeah, it's like you become a fully developed person, that you're not missing anything in the process. God completes the package for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, that is so wonderful. Besides the book, you do so many other things. Can you tell the people about some of the other projects that you're working on?
Yeah, so definitely mindset, manifestation, and lucrative CEO coaching. So helping people with mindset, because sometimes I know from being a therapist in my career that mindset is key to manifestation. And so really, really helping people break through those upper limits, those limiting beliefs that keep them from manifesting their dreams. And then with my clients, I teach them strategies for manifestation and things like that. Some are outlined in the book, but even since the book, my knowledge and understanding has grown and developed. And so I share those things with my clients, and it really helps them to see manifestation sometimes, a lot of times in record time, because they really go from, you know, the mindset and manifestation works together for me, because we got to get rid of those limiting beliefs first. Like I was saying, being that person that doesn't embrace and accept the manifestation, we have to address that first through the mindset coaching. And then we share the manifestation strategies that actually bring it into from the spirit realm into the natural realm. And then really I've transitioned to also helping entrepreneurs, really, really helping them birth businesses, lucrative businesses. So thankfully, entrepreneurs in my program a lot of times are able to hit five-figure months pretty quickly, because I share with them strategies for really, really being abundant, showing up as an authority figure in their business. Sometimes that's a big part of it. You got to position yourself as an authority for people to trust and believe that you know what you're talking about. And then from there, you can sort of attract clients who are willing to pay for your programs. But we also create quality offers, you know, because I'm big on quality. I guess having been an educator and all that, therapist, you know, the offers, I help them create quality offers so that they can charge premium prices and, you know, do really good. So that's what we're doing now.
And I love how you continue to say you're connecting the spiritual and the natural. I think a lot of times people look at the spiritual and the natural as separate, not really understanding that it's interdependent on one another. Especially in the natural, we are dependent on what's happening in the spiritual.
Oh, yes. I love how you put that. That's absolutely right.
Yeah. So let's tell people how to get in contact with you. How do they reach out to you? How do they be a part of your programs? Where can they find your book?
Yes, absolutely. So you can find all that on my website, DalilaConaway.com. On my store there, I've got the book. You can get the book there. I got a great t-shirt that I just did. I've got a manifestation toolkit. If you're new to manifestation and all of that, that's a great companion to the book. That's really, really revolutionary, showing you how to really manifest things and a couple other things there. And you can reach out to me there. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I just started TikTok. Because I saw my children on that. So we did that. But definitely, you can reach out to me there.
Okay. Dalila, thank you so much. I just want to say to the people, the three main points that I got out of this conversation with you is that, one, we got to look at God as a big God. We cannot limit him because of our own limiting beliefs. Two, manifestation is a process. Sometimes we're speaking it, but we may not be ready for it. And we have to have the whole package to fully embrace what God has for us. And three, okay, spiritual and natural, they're interdependent upon one another. If you really want to live the purpose that God has for you, you have to invite him to be a part of your life and allow him to lead and guide you into what it is that he really sees fully for your life. Because a lot of times we can't see what all God has for us. Really, I don't really feel like we will ever see until it's actually manifested in our lives what God has for us. But we have to remember the spiritual world and the natural world are interdependent with one another. Dalila, thank you so much for sitting down, have this conversation with me on CWS. Any final words?
Hey, think big, dream big, go big, because your God is big.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm Jackie Wilson, your host. This is CWS, Christian Writing and Speaking, and we will see you next time.